We're with Noah Cabezas, who has a project to talk about. He's a Boy Scout, local Boy Scout here in Valley City. He's on his way to becoming an Eagle Scout. Noah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
Noah, let's talk a little bit about how you always, people don't know this about if you are pursuing it to be an Eagle Scout. You have to have some kind of a project. Now, you came up with a very unique project. How did you come up with the idea of building? You built a flag drop-off. Tell us about how that came about.
Shortly after I reached the rank of life, my mom came to me with the idea of building a flag retirement box where people can drop off their tethered or torn flags and where they'll be disposed of properly. And I thought it was a good idea, and I asked people around town if that was a good idea, and they were all for it.
Took off then from there then. Okay. How many people or how long did it take then to build this flag drop-off for you?
There was a total of 10 people that helped me with the process of pouring the cement and painting it and actually putting in. A total of 7 people actually helped me install putting it in the concrete itself.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the materials that were used to make the drop box.
I used wood for the frame of the mailbox, and it was a 3 by 3 foot square. And then we used gravel for to cushion the cement in so it wouldn't stick to the soil. And then we used anchor bolts to actually install the mailbox into the concrete itself.
Very good. Now, I like it. It's red, white, and blue. Describe it. It's hard to do that on the radio, but give us a little description of what it looks like.
It says, it has like saying on the front and the sides of it, and it has an eagle on the front, because that's our national animal. All the way wrapped around it is a flag that's supposed to be flying like it's in the wind.
Neat. That's nice. Okay, now, where is it located in Valley City?
On the east side, outside of the Legion, between Jimmy's and the Legion.
They can see it right on East Main when they go by. And you just installed it not that long ago, too, right? Month of November or something like that?
Yeah, before we got snow.
Okay, very good. We're with Noah Cabezas, who is a Boy Scout, and he's in pursuit of his Eagle Scout. He's a Life Scout right now and in pursuit of the Big Eagle Scout. Now, what is the proper method now of disposing an American flag?
The proper way of disposing your American flag is to bring it to your local VFW or Legion. And if you bring into the VFW, they will actually give you a new one for free if you bring in your old one. And then they'll bring into the Legion, and then the Legion will team up with the Boy Scouts into properly retiring the flag, which is they cut up the stripes and they burn them each separate, and they save the blue field for last, and then they burn it.
For folks that just, like you say, a tethered or a torn flag or whatever, that's they can just drop it off. And then once you go through that process, then once you take these dropped flags and you go through that process of disposing the property then, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what do you like most about being a Boy Scout? And how old were you when you went into scouting?
I first went into Boy Scouts when I was in 2008 is when I first crossed over from a Cub Scout into a Boy Scout. I like going to all the camps and stuff, like different places I would never be able to go just with my family and stuff. And I meet a lot of new friends and that I'm still friends with today. And it's a really good experience. And I recommend that and anybody would join Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
That's great. And let's talk a little bit about the Camp Wilderness. Now, we've done a lot of stories. There's a Valley City connection with the late Herman Stern being instrumental in finding the location near Park Rapids, and then over a 10 or 15 year period, making it come to fruition. Beautiful Boy Scout camp near Park Rapids, Minnesota. Talk about your experience and what you thought about Camp Wilderness.
Well, when I first went to Camp Wilderness, I thought it was nice. It's 30 minutes away from Park Rapids, and they give you a place to set up tents and stuff, and they feed you food, and they offer a wide range of merit badges that you can complete there that will make it in a process of a week, and it makes it really easy for some kids to get those Eagle required merit badges than it is to do at home.
I used to go there myself back in the early to mid-1970s. What a wonderful place. And like you said, you can earn your merit badges there all week. I think back then there was like some 600 scouts that were there for a one-week period, and then the next week it would change over to another 600 scouts. So it was a very interesting long summer for those that ran Camp Wilderness. What's your favorite memory of Camp Wilderness? Did you do any skits? Or
they have like board games there outside, like checkers and pool ball. But my favorite memory at Camp Wilderness this last summer was I was the leader of my scout, and I got to be the MC for a campfire, and MC stands for Master of Ceremony, and I got to control all the skits and stuff, and then I was chosen to do the one on Friday for the closing campfire, and that was a really cool experience, and to hold that kind of a thing. And there was a very wide range of skits there from different troops.
You went to another camp as well last summer in South Dakota. Tell us about that.
The camp is called Medicine Mountain, and it's in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And it was a really fun experience, way different than Camp Wilderness, whereas Camp Wilderness, they give you food. But at Medicine Mountain, they actually give you food, but you have to cook it yourself. So it was a lot difficult to find cooks and cleaners and stuff. And and they actually gave us a day to go and explore on a Wednesday. They gave us a day to explore the area, and we went to Crazy Horse, we went to Rushmore, and we went to an amusement park, and we explored a cave, and it was just a fun day, and I earned a merit badges in like a day there sometimes, and it was really fun.
Oh, that's great. Well, Noah, we've run out of time, but it's been great visiting with you. Now, you said earlier you'd highly recommend this for any boys interested in getting into scouting. If they are really interested in getting into becoming a Boy Scout here locally in Valley City, who do they contact?
You can contact basically my scout master, Jim Nielsen, or anybody that's into scouting, like an Eagle Scout, like Dave Shelkoff.
Did you say Jim Nelson?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jim Nelson or Dave Shelkoff are just a couple of adults that people can contact if they want to get their kids involved.
Yeah.
So. Well, Noah, thanks for joining us, and we wish you all the best, and look forward to that Eagle Scout ceremony for you down the road, okay?
Thank you, Steve.
There's Noah Cabezas here, our guest on KOVC.